No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Crabs by Daily Magic Games. For 2 to 5 players, ages 10 and up, and plays in about 30 minutes. Crabs, the crab-catching card game. In Crabs, you and your fellow crabbers will soon be catching, raising, and selling crabs to the seafood market for victory points. Get ready to gather your gear and head to the beach, where vendors are lining up to collect the crabs you catch. So we have here today, reviewing the game, myself, Ruby.
Nini.
Calvin.
Sarah.
Jingy.
And John.
All right, guys. So we have a few new people to this. The way we usually do it is we start out to say, tell us something good about the game. So I'll go ahead and start. I thought it was cute art. I liked all the crab images and the crab meeples. And I thought it had a cute name.
It was very strategic, too. It was very strategic. And the art was cute, too.
That pretty much nails down what I had. It was a really good strategic game. It didn't seem like it at first. The more we got into the rounds, I realized how strategic you had to get. So that was fun.
Okay. What about you, Sarah? Anything good?
I liked that they used wooden crabs.
Little crab
instead
meeples.
Of
so
plastic.
You like the meeples.
Yes.
The meeples.
Okay.
And the cat owls were fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, John.
Apparently what I thought was good about the game was that each player had a reference card. And I think what I meant by that was each person had a reference card. And the reference card actually served a very good purpose.
Yeah,
it was very helpful.
Detailed.
It wasn't just it told me this, but I don't know what that means.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Any last good things?
Once we got through the drudgery of
so that's kind of a
things.
Bad
it, well, yeah,
thing.
But that's leading into a good thing. Once we got through it, the gameplay was actually fairly quick and on time.
All right.
But
it made a lot more
next
sense
part,
once we got into
the first
it,
yeah. part of what I was saying All leads right. into the next part.
All
of
right. So what's something bad about the game, Calvin?
Which goes into the drudgery of rules that we had to wade through in order to get to playing the game.
Yeah, I think the rules were very poorly written. They could have been clear, right. They were overcomplicated. They were too wordy and verbose for their own, as I use big words for it. But, you know,
Yeah, I felt the rules were a bit convoluted at first. But like Calvin said, I got better once we got into it and figured out, oh, this is what it's supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to be really kind of looking at this game. Versus the rules, which just kind of tell you, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
It had my favorite whole thing of the whole, like, you know, on your turn, you get to
do
one of these three things. The first part is you take one of these six actions. And
right.
It's like, oh, God.
Wait, what? All
right.
What about you, Sarah? Something bad?
That crab pool got a bit overwhelming.
I agree on that. Yeah. eventually, there's a part of the game where like the number of cards that are just on the middle of the table can be very unwieldy.
Yeah. Okay.
I also think the game took a lot longer than the suggested time that it.
Yeah.
Says
it
said it's
supposed to be under about 30 minutes. It was definitely closer to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Partially because we had to figure out what they meant by the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, but aside from that, I still think it took just way longer than it should have.
Okay. So our last category. Other. So my other was, from the name of the game, I was expecting something kind of fast, funny, kind of cheeky and goofy, especially with the art on the box and everything, and it wasn't. It was a very mathy game.
You thought it was going to be like the game that game Poo, where it's like you're really just hurling poo at each other.
Or, yes, well, not quite, but
yeah. That's a real thing.
Essentially, I thought it was going to be a fast, funny, kind of cheeky game, and it ended up being more of a mathy kind of...
It was a very mathy, strategic...
And it got repetitive because you're either really going to be doing one of three actions, not necessarily one of six.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Okay. What about you guys in the other category?
That fits in right where I was in my other category, too.
Okay. Sarah?
My other was, a nod to the small cards that they use. And they actually, it's funny you mentioned it being a mathy game because it had that texture of those flash cards like mm-hmm. you would use in school.
Yeah. Yeah, school learning flash cards.
Okay.
Well, for my other couple other things was, first off, I know Sarah hinted at this at the beginning. It had really awesome little crab meeples, which I thought were pretty cool. And also, one of the cards obviously has the BGG guy icon is one of the vendors.
Yeah.
And
that was a cute little
I thought that was cute, and at the same time, I was like, Yeah.
I guess one
Let's
other thing.
Let's put this on the card.
I would have liked to see more usage of the crab tokens.
Yeah.
I agree. You can't give us crab meeples and then only have us use them for that small thing.
Yeah.
Give us a little pot to throw them in and boil them up.
Oh, yeah.
Corn on the cob meeples and some sausage meeples in there.
All right. Good so stuff. This was Crabs by Daily Magic Games.
Yay! Go get crabs!
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.